Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good evening, everybody out there at Blog Talk Radio Land. As the man says, this is the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show, and I'm Grill, and joining me tonight is the food news Jersey style girl, Laurie. Good evening, Laurie.
Good evening.
Those folks who may be joining us for the first time or for the first time in a long time, we have changed our format. We are now going to be doing bi-monthly podcast radio shows about the food industry, food news, and commentary. A little bit different than what we have been doing in the past, but everybody seems to like this new format. So welcome to the show. It's just going to be Laurie and me tonight because our sidekick, Brian, is somewhere in Austria. Austria is where they did that Sound of Music thing, right? Is he,
yes,
that's where
they
Sound
did.
Of Music was, right? Well, he
the
must
hills are alive.
The hills are alive with the sound of Brian. Oh,
Brian. One of my favorite movies, as a matter of fact. But, yeah, he's very lucky. He's just trying all kinds of wines and nice little life, eating.
Yeah,
and
yeah, well, we miss him, and he's out there. I saw a photograph of him hanging from a winery on the side of a mountain in Austria somewhere. So he's probably right about now, it's about 4 o'clock in the morning, and he's probably just going to bed. So, Brian, hope you're having fun out there. But we're going to continue. We have lots of news stories, and what we try to do each and every week is bring you kind of some updated current affairs in the food industry, and that's not like people getting together, those kind of affairs, but the food news type of stories that bring you up to date bi-monthly. We're going to do this every other week. So anyway,
time off, don't we? We need some weekends off.
Yeah, we do. It's been kind of exhausting 5 years of doing this, and I like this new format. It's snippets, it's news about the food industry, which both you and I come from the food industry. So people seem to like it, so let's go ahead and roll. All right, with the food news, Laurie is starting off with the food news tonight. Go, Laurie.
I am going to start off. And listen, if you hear me hacking or blowing, We always seem to have these community parties, and not only do we just have community parties, they like to share their coughs and their calls, so I'm kind of fighting something. I'm not too bad, but just in case.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Yeah. They called it potluck, a potluck get-together. I think it was more like sharing everybody's germs.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
It was like snot luck. Snot luck is what it was, but anyway,
yeah.
All right.
Here we go. Did you know, now this is, you know, maybe I'm out of the loop, but Amazon has this thing called Prime. It says Amazon Prime will now add the Eataly as a partner to them in Chicago. And listen, it says more than 2,000 items from Eataly will be available for a one-hour delivery. It's including a range of fresh grocery retail products. And Amazon Prime is a staple in 70% of high-income homes in the United States. Have you heard of this?
No.
I don't
actually
think we talked about it before, right?
No, I looked it up, and honestly, we're so far behind the times, and I guess we're not part of that 70% of that high-income homes, but it's basically a one-time fee, annual fee, where you pay $99, and you get to use Amazon's delivery service, and this is a one-hour delivery, so it's like, how do you do it for $99, and you get downloads, music, and video downloads, and you get delivery. So the way I read it, unless I'm misunderstanding what they've got here, it's $99 for a one-time subscription to this Prime, what's it called, Prime Now. So, yeah, it's a big
deal. Prime Now. Yeah, it really is. And it's interesting. You know, we live at the end of the earth. It's why we're out of, you know, we're out of it because of our lifestyle. But it says here that households that make more than $112,000 a year are the most likely to subscribe to this. However, subscriptions are increasing across all income levels, with 50% now of American households reportedly that have signed up. So, yeah, you're right. This is a big – if people come deliver out in no man land.
I wonder if it's $99 a month. I'm going to look that up while you're telling me the stories, because it doesn't seem – I know we have wine.com, and that's $49 a year, and you get free delivery. So
I guess it's possible.
I'm going
to the year.
So maybe it is.
Yeah.
I'll look it up. You continue.
I will continue. And now it says Stop and Shop will open a green energy facility in Freetown, Massachusetts, that will convert the food from all 212 of the New England stores to energy, and this will help power the company's Freetown distribution center. The facility will process 95 tons of inedible food daily, provides up to 40% of the distribution center's energy needs. Didn't we see something? We were at Giant. Isn't Giant involved doing something like this too? This is huge.
Well, Giant's doing the solar energy thing, and that day we were at Giant, the solar panels was making enough electricity to run the store for a matter of weeks at a time. It was that kind of interesting. Yeah. But this is like all food waste, but they're actually going to
this is an edible
95
food.
Tons of inedible food, and you turn it into power. So that's amazing.
Power. It really is amazing. It's pretty cool. I think it's fantastic.
I could say I could say something crude because I know that sometimes.
No.
I make my own power, so I guess that's probably how it works. But.
Oh boy. Here we go. Mars.
Right.
I will continue. That note, Mars Food will label some pasta sauces as this is funny. I was reading this as occasional treats. Due to the high sugar, salt, or fat content, we need this bar for this because of his new, what's it called? Living Natural?
Healthy living, natural, whatever. Yeah.
I forget how we said it. Yeah. But isn't this funny? Yeah. Some of the
Well, I have a bigger question. Mars Food, don't they make candy bars? I didn't know they made.
exactly. Yeah.
I didn't know
they
made.
I think their main headquarters was in Jersey.
Yeah, but I think it's funny that they're marking it like people are stupid enough to not know Mars is going to mark their cans and boxes and say, now, don't eat this every day.
Yeah, because this is a high sugar. Oh, jeez. It says the company said that the move will help shift the customers' preferences and clarify the difference between everyday and their occasional products in a balanced diet. Mars has committed to reducing sodium in its products by an average of 20% by 2021. Jeez. And the company will also ensure each jar of its tomato-based products that contain at least one serving of vegetables, and it will cut the added sugar in a limited number of sauces and their light meals over the next 2 years.
Whoopsie-doo. I don't even know what their products are, so yay for them.
I know. You know what? I know. I don't either.
You know, I can't figure. I'm trying to look up this Prime Now Amazon thing, and I swear I know I'm stupid, but I can't figure out.
You're not stupid. You're a quarter genius.
Well, no, it's weird. It's like I'm trying to figure out how you sign up and what it is. But in certain areas, it's not available everywhere. But you get 2 hour delivery. It's free, and 1 hour delivery is available in most areas for just $7.99. So I don't know what that. I guess it's $99.
Like 3 hours. We need to add a 3 hour to that for us where we are.
Shoot, for us it'd be like 5 hours. I don't know. Anybody who
really?
Wants to call in and tell us how this Amazon Prime Now works and how you get food that way, you're welcome
That's
to call in and let us know. All right, so it's my turn for news now, right?
It is your turn now.
All right, we're going to do this just like a news show. Back and forth.
Yeah.
The consumption of white sugar, high fructose corn syrup, and honey. Now, this I found this very interesting. All of those things have an equivalent effect on your blood sugar levels. I thought that high fructose corn syrup was supposed to be bad for you and do bad things to you, but according to this study the USDA just recently did, white sugar, high fructose corn syrup, honey, all produce an equivalent effect on your blood sugar. So why is everybody all worked up about high fructose corn syrup? The agency suggested that consuming less added sugar is a more effective approach to health than finding a sugar deemed more neutral in terms of health effects. So basically, there is no difference.
There is no difference.
Well, according to this study. And, of course, next week somebody will say something different. But
I was going to say that, yeah. Next time we go on the air, in like 2 weeks from now, we'll be reading something different.
That's the one thing we've learned about the food news. It depends upon who's funding the study and which way the wind is blowing. Depends on what the results are. Okay.
True.
Specialty grains used to produce organic milk. Now, I find this really weird. Specialty grains used to produce organic milk, eggs, and meat are being shipped to the U.S. from abroad. But this is weird. Imports of organic corn more than tripled last year to 300,000 metric tons, most from Romania and Turkey. Now, I had no idea that all this stuff was coming from these other countries. While organic soybean imports from India and the Ukraine rose 45% to 317,000 tons. So is that because we just can't keep up with the demand of organic corn and soybeans? I guess so.
I guess that's what it is. We're not prepared yet.
But did we used to be the breadbasket of the breadbasket of the world, the U.S.? I guess we're not anymore. All right. Blueberries. We got to talk about blueberries.
Oh, I love my blueberries.
Well, there's a USDA has a program where they buy blueberries to try to keep the price stabilized. USDA will buy up to 30 million pounds of wild blueberries, paying up to $13 million to stabilize prices and the supply. Frozen wild blueberries sold for 90 cents per pound in 2011, but they dropped to 60 cents per pound in 2014. Prices are still dropping, and 2 years of large crops created supply glut. So if anybody took economics in high school, supply and demand,
mm-hmm.
There's too many blueberries, which means the price is going down. But the USDA is trying to stabilize it. Now, what I want to know is, what do they do with those blueberries when they buy them? Do they make energy? Maybe that's what they're doing.
Maybe they'll be giving them to Mars. Wait, Stop and Shop. Yeah, they'll be giving them to Stop and Shop.
Who knows? But anyway, they're buying buying 30 million pounds of wild blueberries.
Unbelievable.
And that's my story. Now back to Laurie.
And you're sticking to it?
Yes.
Okay. Starbucks, our favorite. Yeah, we love our Starbucks, don't we? Starbucks withdrew its application to sell beer and wine in San Francisco. The company faced strong opposition from local police and the city's board of supervisors, which feared that allowing the cafes to sell alcohol could open the opportunity for other chains to do the same. But Starbucks will start selling wine, craft beer, and cider at its Toronto locations. The stores offering alcohol will also sell an expanded selection of gourmet food.
All right, I got commentary on this one. Okay, first of all, yay Canadians. The Canadians, remember 2 weeks ago we talked about the Canadians who they've approved all the GMO corns and soybeans. They see nothing wrong with GMO. I say yay again to the Canadians. In Toronto, they're going to allow them to sell wine, craft beer, and cider. But if anybody's ever been to San Francisco, there's nothing but drunk people there anyway, so what difference does it make?
Yeah, someone showed a clip on Facebook, and I have to say, I was completely blown away.
Oh.
Completely blown away by
San Francisco. I mean, I've, I've been downtown San Francisco a few years ago, and I told you this, Laurie. It has got to be one of the worst cities with homeless and drunk on the road. And it smells like urine when you go down to the bottom of the hill before you cross over the bridge.
I remember you telling me that.
And, you know, people don't believe it. But so anyway, now they're concerned about Starbucks, which interpretation means somebody's not paying somebody enough money to get this. Starbucks has pulled their application. They're not going to sell beer and wine in San Francisco.
There you go.
There you go.
Unbelievable. Listen to this story. Retail, I was surprised at this one. Retail food prices fell under the year earlier levels for the fourth straight month in March, according to Food Institute analysts of the government data. The consumer price index for food at home was down 0.5% from a year earlier and 0.7% under the February level. Food away from home prices were up 2.7%. And it says wholesale food prices dropped for the second straight month in March. You know, isn't this kind of like, I guess people are going out more? I guess that's what I'm taking from this.
No.
I'm not
really sure. Well, basically, things are getting cheaper, even in except for bacon. Bacon's going up. But
that's our fault.
I think people are just being miserly, and it's back to supply and demand, and prices are going down. There's been a lot of stuff produced, and people aren't buying, so in turn, prices drop.
It says 12 of the 18 categories that were tracked declined from the prior month levels, led by eggs, which dropped 26%.
Well, you know the story behind that. Eggs was so high because of that avian flu out west, and there was a shortage of eggs, which is also supply and demand. When there's less eggs, the price went up. But now they've fixed that problem, so guess what? There are lots of eggs, so guess what? That means the prices drop. Yeah, 26% is a big drop on eggs, too.
It's huge, and we live on. Well, we're very lucky. Like I said, our neighbor has chickens, and they give us the eggs. We get the brown eggs right from the chicken, and then we're cracking them in the pan, and you can't get any better than that.
And by the way, folks, I bought Laurie some egg cartons. That was her some kind of gift.
It was a no reason gift, but
I got her some pink egg cartons for the eggs, the neighborhood eggs.
For our neighbor,
I didn't know they made them, but they do make pink egg cartons.
I couldn't believe how cute he got me pink egg cartons. Okay. The Louisiana Senate will debate whether it should lift its ban on sales of unpasteurized milk.
After
2 years, this is interesting. We had Albert Hernandez was on our show at one time, the chef.
I think he
talked about the raw milk.
Yeah.
After 2 years of rejecting the bill, the full Senate will consider a proposal allowing sales of the raw milk from farmers to the public.
You know,
who knew? Because that was so against this.
I know I'm going to tick off a lot of people because there's a whole bunch of people who believe that you should not have pasteurized milk and you should drink raw milk and blah, 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 and it's so much better for you and blah, blah, blah. Oh, my gosh. When did they made pasteurized? It's a way to keep down bacteria. It's a way to preserve the food. Pasteur was his name. And here we go. We're going to reverse the clocks. I'm telling you, Laurie, I'll probably be dead and gone one day. But some of these things with the non-antibiotics and the pasteurized.
You've been saying it. Yeah.
I'm just afraid we're going backwards here when it comes to food safety.
Going backwards. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm wrong. And, people say, well, your grandfather used to drink unpasteurized milk. Yeah, and they all died when they were 50. So I think. All right.
Oh,
is it my turn? I guess it's my turn.
Yeah, right? It's your turn.
All right.
Just a little quick one.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Okay. The Vidal, it's funny. I think of you because we love onions, and you do. When you cook, you add onions to everything, and there's nothing like the smell of onions, especially with bacon. But the Vidalia onion crop could be one of the best ever, according to the Patandian produce. Growers are expecting the 2016 crop to be as much as 3 times larger than the 2015 harvest. I think because it's us. Thank you so much.
Now, the Vidalia onions are a special onion that's grown and was originally started in Vidalia, Georgia. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, too, but I guess there's a glut of onions out there right now. So guess what, Laurie? What does that mean about the price of a Dahlia onion?
Oh, Jim, let me think. It's going to go up.
Most likely.
It's
going to
go down. Let me say, go down.
Oh, yeah. You're touching on. All right.
Your turn.
My turn. Here we go. One of my favorite stories. California farmers said water allocations will complicate planting and operating decisions. Some farmers in the state rely on as many as 9 different agencies, and with water prices rising and crop prices dropping, some will fallow their fields, reported AG Alert. Related story, California strawberry growers shipped about 33.6 million flats as of April 11th, a 34.6% decrease from the 51.3 million flats shipped by the same date in 2015. Why, Laurie? Why do you think they're shipping less strawberries from California?
You tell me. You're reading the story.
Because there's no water. So people are
they're
following their fields. Yeah.
But supposedly they're doing very well now with the water.
Well, now according to the West Side farmers in California, Fresno County, they only receive a 5% water allocation for 2016. Farmers in the region note that the small allocation could result in up to 200,000 barren acres of cropland. Here we go. And believe me, I lived in California, and I know how the wing-wangs are out there when it comes to water and protecting the smelt and the snails and the lizards and what have you. We're just destroying they're talking about a market basket of food. California eventually is going to dry up, literally. And God knows, talk about prices of produce. We're getting all this produce now from overseas, according to that earlier report. So here you go.
Look at turkey with corn. I know. Well, you know, it's funny. I bought strawberries the other day, and I thought they looked okay, but they weren't like, you know, like, oh, you know, I'll get them. You know, it was like $2.50 for them or something. And I brought them home, and I was very disappointed. I'm like, these are not really that great. So,
probably because they have no water. Walmart, my favorite place, will extend its online grocery pickup service to 8 additional cities. The service will reach Kansas City, Missouri, Austin, Texas, Boise, Idaho, Richmond, and Virginia Beach, Virginia, Provo, Utah, Daphne, Alabama, and Charleston, South Carolina. Walmart will also expand the service to additional stores and markets where the chain already offers online pickup. We need to start doing that. We'll just set up our orders. Why don't they do it here, and then we go pick it up. Of course, we're pretty fast in Walmart. We're pretty efficient.
We're pretty fast. I just wouldn't want to do that. I want to do my own. I don't know. I just want to do it myself.
Yeah, actually, I do too.
I like to go food shopping.
This is lazy or busy people. I don't know. Okay,
That's what we're talking about. Yep.
Now, this one cracks me up because this is one of those studies that goes against the grain of what we've been told before.
Yes.
Cutting saturated fat by using more vegetable oil may not improve your heart health, according to a study in the BMJ. I don't know what BMJ is. Researchers found participants that used corn oil in place of saturated fat had lower cholesterol, but the risk of dying prematurely increased. Critics of the study claimed participants consumed twice the levels of linoleptic acid found in a normal diet, skewing the results. So, I guess you can eat whatever oil you want, because according to this most recent study, it doesn't really make any difference.
It just doesn't matter.
Hey, we just read it, folks. We don't make this stuff up. It's actually news.
No.
Somebody did a study and proved that it doesn't matter.
That movie was from Bill Murray, wasn't it? What was that movie? That was from Bill Murray. There was a camping movie with Bill Murray. What the heck was that? I don't know.
I don't know.
I have a head cold. I can't think. So is it my turn?
Your turn.
You've got to read this. No, you've got to do the McDonald's one. You've got to.
All right. McDonald's. McDonald's is my favorite place. Okay. It's testing. I've actually seen this recently at a trade show. McDonald's is testing a custom coffee kiosk at 2 Chicago locations. The kiosk features a beverage dispenser and a touchscreen tablet where customers can craft beverages from a selection of flavored syrups and milks, then pay for the drinks, reported Business Insider. And by the way, the side note, see what happens when you want $15 an hour? They replace you with a machine. I've seen these machines.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool. It's just like the Coke machine that they got at the Wawa and the 7-Eleven.
You were telling me about it. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, the coffee machine the same way. So, you know, they're not going to need that kid behind the counter who's got the pimply face who's taking your money and pushing the little button looking for the pictures on the cash register. They're going to have a machine doing it. And by the way, a related story, Taco Bell partnered with Slack to introduce an artificial intelligence ordering service that allows customers to place orders through a messaging app. Dubbed the Taco Bot, the service can recommend menu items, answer your questions, organize group orders, and facilitate transactions, which means Taco Bell will not need somebody behind the counter there either.
There's an app for this. I can't believe it. I think it's going to be like the way.
I told you, was it Amarillo, Texas? Yes, Amarillo, Texas, last year, where they had make-your-own burger at McDonald's, and you punch it in the computer, and then and you didn't have to go to the front, and you made all your orders on this little kiosk. This is what's going to happen, and I would say in the next 3 to 5 years, most of your fast food operations are going to have these kiosks.
Wow.
All right.
This next
turn.
One you can kind of elaborate on because you're like
I'll
a chicken man. But the USDA amended the definition and standard for roaster chicken. The change will remove the 8-week minimum age and increase the ready-to-cook carcass weight from 5 pounds to 5.5 pounds. What are you talking about? I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, here's what they're doing. Oven stuffer roasters, you know those. Frank Perdue is famous for those with the pop-up thermometer.
Mm-hmm.
There's a standard for a chicken to be called a roaster chicken. It had to be at least 8 weeks old, and it had to weigh 5 pounds. Well, now they're changing that. The reason why is because chickens are growing faster. So some chickens are growing in 6 weeks because they're feeding them, and their feed conversion is converting them real quick into big chickens. So now they don't have to be 8 weeks, but they have to be 5.5 pounds to be called a roaster. So that's what that means.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, well. Okay. I guess everybody's like, woo! That's great information. Woo! Let me mark that down.
you don't hear these kind of stories anywhere else.
You really don't. It's true. I mean, you get an earful.
Yeah,
well, you know, very interesting learning experience within an hour. Okay, is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Okay. The U.S. cane sugar prices rose 6.8% in 2016, while the global prices slumped 5.6%.
Now, why would there be such a difference between the U.S. prices going up 6.8% and the global prices going down 5.6%? Please fill in the blank, Laurie.
Don't make me cough. Don't make me cough. Well, I'll give you the answer. The increase is being driven by consumer backlash over GMO.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, with more companies using sugar instead of refined sweeteners made from the GMO beets, reported Bloomberg.
There you go. So because we don't want to eat GMO beets, sugar beets, then we're using more refined sugar, and that means the price of sugar goes up. It's called supply
there
demand, Mari. Remember, this is like, isn't this easy to follow?
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. Okay.
I think it's still your turn.
It's still my turn. Federal fishery managers banned nearly all sardine fishing off the West Coast for the second year. While there are signs that conservation efforts are working, the researchers won't know for certain for several more years.
I just found that very interesting because I didn't know there was a ban on sardines on the West Coast.
I didn't know either.
I know there's not a mad rush of people going out for sardines, though you do eat your kipper snacks. Sardines are similar, but I guess there's a moratorium around the West Coast because of overfishing of sardines. So I did not know that, and I find that interesting, and probably the only person listening to this radio show found that interesting. But all right,
it's your turn now.
Yes, it is. All right. Restaurant waitlist service called No Wait will introduce mobile payments so users can pay for meals from their smartphones. The company signed up close to 4,000 restaurants to use the platform. It is going to affect the economy. Chili's, Buffalo Wild Wings, First Watch, On the Border, et cetera, have joined up a total of 4,000 restaurants. So, back to that original story a little while ago, that means there won't be a person behind the cash register because everybody will be paying for everything food-wise with their smartphone. Yep.
Yeah.
It
is the way of our world.
Yep. My turn again.
We won't need to see anybody. We won't need to social. I mean, we were like that anyway. We don't social. We don't see anybody. We kind of like it that way.
We'll have drones dropping off our food in an hour from Amazon, and you won't need to see anybody. You're right. Just sit home.
Yeah.
And everything be delivered to your door, and you sit like a couch potato and watch TV. You can get it on Netflix, and you don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah. You don't have to go anywhere.
Okay. Giant Foods lowered prices on more than 1,500 key staple items throughout its stores as part of an ongoing commitment to price reduction.
Oh, we loved Giant when we went there.
Yeah, we do. And that kind of goes back to your story earlier about the lower prices. The lower prices are identified by blue tags on products in their fresh, non-perishable, and health and beauty care departments. Now, why did I put that down? I don't know. Just thought it was interesting. So, for a change, prices are dropping in the supermarkets. So, our dollar will go further. And this is my story, too. And actually, this story should be your story because you like sparkling water. I don't. So, you can take this
one. I love it. Okay. LaCroix sparkling water sales doubled, why are we surprised at that, in the last 2 years to $225.5 million, according to the Euromonitor International. I keep saying we're in the wrong business. We should be in the water business.
Yeah, definitely.
New competitors are entering the market, see, because they're smart, including PepsiCo, launching a low-calorie carbonated version of Aquafina. And LaCroix's success mirrors that of the entire sparkling water category, which saw consumption grow from 26% in 2015, according to the Beverage Marketing Corporation. You know, it's just they're doing the right thing. They're jumping on board. They see where
I don't get the sparkling water thing. Why do you like sparkling water?
Well, I don't know. I guess it's just I like the flavors. Like, I love the flavors, like the lemons, and it's just a little something different. And I love my water. I put lemon in it all the time. I drink lemon water all day long. But I just like a change with the sparkling water. And they have coconut, and they have watermelon. Every kind of flavor now.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do you say that? Perrier? Not Perrier.
Oh, Perrier?
Perrier. This is sparkling water, right? And it comes from France, right?
Perrier? Yes.
I don't get the attraction. I was at the dinner with some guys, and they all wanted to order that sparkling water. And I got a bottle because everybody else did, but I don't see what's so exciting about it.
What's the one from Italy they always get? There's another one. My mind's blank.
Yeah,
what is it?
The
Italian
I like Dan
Pellegrino
or something like that.
Pellegrino.
Anyway, okay, who's got this story, me or you?
Where are we now? Oh, the major restaurant chains? Yeah, I'll read this one.
All right.
The major restaurant chains are cutting calories in children's meals, according to a study in the Journal of Nutrition, Education, and Behavior. Researchers examined 10 fast foods and 10 sit-down chains finding that 72% of the fast food meals and 63% of the sit-down meals had 600 calories or less, meeting the recommended calorie guidelines. That's good, though. I think that's very good. Finally.
I don't know. I went to Burger King recently, and they have all these other options for kids. The kids still get the burgers and the fries. So even though they have options, kids like burgers and fries for Pete's sake. I ate burgers and fries. There's nothing wrong with me. Ha ha.
Yeah, but you know what? We didn't grow up with it. I mean, we didn't. You know, they were around, but we didn't, like, live on Burger King and McDonald's and stuff growing up.
Yeah, I had it quite a bit. I don't know about you, but I did.
You did?
Yeah, like, Thursdays were Burger Chef Day. Then we had Carol's Food. That was, like, Mondays. And then we had Kentucky Fried Chicken on Tuesdays. And we had pizzas on Fridays. So, yeah, I was eating,
like... And your family,
like,
that's what you grew up? Your family, your mom was doing that, your dad?
Yeah, we did that quite a bit, yep. Are you surprised?
Yeah, because your mom's a great cook. She seems like she would just do more cooking.
No,
she made
good meals, too, but we did eat a lot of that type of stuff. All right, I'm going to read this one.
Yep.
Eating, because I think it's like, boy, this is exciting news. Who would have ever thought this? All right, folks, yeah. Now hold on to your hat. Hang on to your chair, because this is a research that you must hear. Eating fresh fruit regularly may help prevent heart attacks and strokes, according to a study in the New England Journal of Medicine. Researchers found those who ate the equivalent of a half cup of fruit daily over the course of 7 years had a significant lower risk of suffering from major cardiovascular diseases. Okay.
Well,
I just thought, I just can't believe they still do studies on this kind of stuff. But
I know.
They do.
We don't eat a lot of fruit.
But.
We really don't.
I love the next story. In reverse of that story, Major League Baseball fans are expected to consume 19.4 million hot dogs and more than 14.3 million sausages during the 2016 season, according to the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. I think it's funny there's a National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. Based on sales projections.
And it's not 14, it's 4.3, but that's okay. No
what
one's counting.
Oh, 4.3.
You said 14.3.
Oh, 4.3, sorry. Based on sales projections, Los Angeles Dodgers fans are expected to eat the most hot dogs. Now, I found
that
really weird. Yeah, I would have thought it would have been like Boston or Baltimore. Or Chicago, but why in the heck would Los Angeles? Yeah.
That's really
I would think they'd be like tofu burgers or something there.
Yes, exactly.
But that's according to this, that's where most of the hot dogs are, Los Angeles Dodgers fans. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know whose turn it is. You can take this one.
Okie dokie. Whole Foods Market will open an in-store restaurant with a wait staff in Portland, Maine, called the Somerset Tap House, and it will be a pub-style restaurant with 60 seats and 24 taps. That's a lot of taps.
That
serve mostly regional beers. Wow.
That's
a lot of beers on tap.
Hey, so,
Whole
you know,
Foods.
I think it's cool.
Yeah.
You go get your groceries and get the same time. I just think
and then plus your app, and they'll get a taxi to drive you home.
I could see Walmart doing this, or Food Lion, or somebody like that. But Whole Foods,
it doesn't
like
a bill.
And no, it doesn't sound right.
I know.
All right, you got the next
me
one.
Me, you.
Yeah.
Walmart stores will sell only cage-free eggs by 2025.
Yay, can't wait.
Can't wait. Like I said, we don't, we're spoiled. We're very spoiled, so we're the rare breed. The company will require egg suppliers to be certified, of course, and fully compliant with the United Egg Producers of Animal Husbandry Guidelines, or an equivalent standard, and will monitor their compliance through a third party, reported to state. Yep.
Yay. Well, we found out 2 weeks ago what the whole push behind this is. They make more money on cage-free eggs. And
right.
The Veterinarian Association have proven, I've said this before, that cage-free eggs or chickens raised in cage-free environments are not always that more healthy than ones in cages.
Yep.
But whatever, 2025, 9 years from now, I wonder if I'll still be doing this radio show. Laura, you think we will 9 years from now?
I think we'll be sitting on our dock and just watching the sunset.
Eating eggs.
Drinking wine.
Yep, eating eggs. Cage-free ones.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I'll take the next one. Women with diets that emphasize healthy carbohydrates and are less likely to develop breast cancer. According to a study by the New York University. With diets that emphasize healthy carbohydrates. I don't know what healthy carbohydrates is, but the study tracked participants over 20 years, finding women who preferred vegetables, fruit, whole grains, and legumes were 67% less likely, I like that word, legumes, were 67% less likely to develop breast cancer than those who favored refined carbohydrates. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'll take this one. Cold April weather in the Northeast is harming fruit tree blossoms. Apricots and plums were the hardest hit, according to a Pennsylvania orchard owner. I know. Another farmer estimates a 90 to 100% loss of peaches and plums coming out of Pennsylvania. So, Laurie, what does that mean?
Wow. Let's see how the price is going to go on that.
Yep, shortages.
Yep.
Yeah,
we don't feel it. We've had a lot of really nice weather here, where we are. It's been beautiful, and it's been pretty warm.
Knock on wood.
I know.
Other places are getting hit hard. I'll take the next one, and then you got the next three. Subway will post calorie counts on its menu boards nationally despite the delay of federal regulations requiring the information. Menu boards with calorie counts for basic sandwiches will appear April 11th. That's a week. It's been in effect for a week. The company is also working on displaying calories for toppings like olives and cheese. Well, whoop-de-doo. I'm so glad they did that.
I love olives and cheese. I could live on it.
That's the part I don't get. When you go to Subway, does it really matter? If you're eating something and what the calories are. Why do they have to force people?
It's like getting a pizza and worrying about the calorie. I mean, you're not going to eat it every day, but, just get the pizza with pepperoni and,
Yeah, Ryan, if he was here, Mr. Healthy Living,
he'd
be all
so
over
mad.
It.
He'd hate this conversation right now. He'd be so mad.
he believes we ought to have, everything should be printed. It should be like a book on every product sold, of everything that's in it from
A to Z, and the carbs. But he does look good. I have to admit, and he feels great. So it works for him. It's not for everybody. I think it's a very difficult lifestyle.
Yes, it is actually difficult.
You can do moderation.
It's a lot easier to be a slob and eating crap. It's much easier.
No, but just eating healthy. And moderation to track every single. He has to do it because of his levels and stuff.
I wouldn't know.
I would not want to, God willing, I would not want to have to do that. No.
I'm giving you the next two stories at least because they're about your favorite topic, coffee.
Coffee. We got to get coffee tomorrow. Speaking of coffee. A personal note between me and you, and no one who's listening, pretend you don't hear us, but we need coffee tomorrow when you go shopping.
Yeah. All right, I'll get coffee.
The number of coffee shops in South Korea more than tripled from 12,400 in 2011 to 49,600, in 2015, according to the Korea Content Media. The chains in particular benefited from the boom, with 7-Eleven's coffee sales in the country jumping 88%. McDonald's coffee almost tripled in the past year after the other chain prices. Wow.
I wonder what all of a sudden, it's kind of weird. Why would South Korea all of a sudden, in the last 5 years, everybody be drinking coffee? There must be more to that story.
the number of coffee shops more than tripled. But yeah,
maybe
I don't know.
Maybe it's because of the next story, Laurie. That was your segue.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Coffee consumption can cut the risk of colon cancer. There you go.
There you go.
By up to 50%,
that's
according
a
to a study in cancer epidemiology. Wow. Researchers found those who drank more than 2.5 cups per day saw the benefits and that the type of coffee consumed didn't matter.
Which I found
interesting,
too. So you can drink Folgers or you can drink Starbucks or you can drink McDonald's. But coffee in general, doesn't matter what
coffee
type.
Coffee in general. Yeah.
2.5 cups per day can cut your colon cancer by up to 50%.
And Brian would be mad at this story, too. He'd be yelling at us.
Yeah. It's amazing, though. And we also know, we said something like 2 weeks ago, that it also helped in brain cancer, too, I believe.
Yes, it did.
So,
because he said he only drinks one cup, and I said we average like sometimes two or three, and yeah, I remember the story, yeah. So
drink your coffee.
Yeah.
Koreans
are
doing it. They must know, too.
Yeah. I think the next one is yours. It looks a little boring.
Okay. Well, this is kind of weird. TerraVia and VMG Partners collaborated on a venture called TerraBrands to bring algae to the mainstream market in food, pet, and wellness products. The companies will invest in and acquire established lower middle market companies that they can build using TerraVia's suite of algae-based ingredients and VMG's capital and experience. I don't know. I just can't get into the whole idea of eating algae. It's like insects. Algae and insects, I don't know.
I know.
But
it just doesn't work. I know.
Why don't we just scrape the mold off the bread in the refrigerator and eat that, too? That probably looks pretty
tasty. My dad used to do that. My dad was a riot. My dad was funny. I'm like, Dad, this bread mold, it's fine. You peel it a little piece of, there you go. And then pop it in the toaster. I'm like, Dad, it's fine. They make us do none of this. It's fine.
Of course, you know what, Laurie? If California keeps cutting back all the water in California and they can't grow produce, maybe we better look into this algae because that might be the only produce we have.
Yeah.
Okay, who's next, me or you?
You.
Okay. You don't like these kind of stories. USDA reported a significant increase in the number of certified organic operations supplying food to the U.S. in 2015. USDA estimated that retail sales of organic products were valued at more than $39 billion domestically and $75 billion worldwide. The report found that 21,781 certified operations were active in the country, a 12% increase from 2014. In a related story, Costco will work with farmers to buy land and equipment for growing organic food as the chain works to keep up with demand. Costco already partnered with Andrew Williamson Fresh Produce to buy 1,200 acres in Baja California, Mexico.
Yep.
And it's looking to expand the initiative to other growers.
Even though I've been kicking
and screaming about organics, I guess it's everybody's buying it except me.
They're all buying it. Yeah. It's like you always say, like we just were saying this whole thing, supply and demand.
I don't get it.
All right. I don't either, but you can go.
All right. I'll read this one. Consuming walnuts. Can reduce LDL cholesterol in seniors. Now, why only in seniors? What does it happen for non-seniors too?
Well,
according
usually when you're
study,
younger, you don't have it as much, you know, your cholesterol.
Yeah, but LDL is LDL. According to a study by the Hospital Clinic of Barcelona and Loma Linda University, researchers found eating a serving of walnuts per day had no effect on weight gain, and the nuts' cholesterol lowering abilities were maintained in the long term. So eat your walnuts.
Yeah. But remember, when you think of seniors, we think of older people. But, I mean, isn't, like, officially, I mean, when you're 50, you get the AARP. So maybe they're thinking of, you know, 50 and above, and that's when
I got that AARP card. I was 50 years old. I took it, tore it up in a million pieces, stuck it back in the envelope, and sent it back to them. And I don't want their stupid cards.
I don't want this thing. Yeah.
All right, I'll take the next one because you probably have no idea why I have that story. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors will approve a measure requiring 6 weeks of full paid leave for new parents. California already provides 55% of pay for up to 6 weeks after the birth of a child, and the proposal would require San Francisco companies with at least 20 employees to make up the rest. Here we go. $15 an hour. Now we're going to give 6 weeks to the mommy and the daddy for
I think, you know what, though?
New parent.
I think it's really, really nice. That
it's super
nice. The whole country should do this.
It costs us all a lot of money.
I think, right. You're right. But I just think, I mean, if the whole country could have, you know, the parents both there with the baby, I don't know. I think it's very cute. It would take a lot of pressure off, you know, especially if you're first mother. I was never a mother, so I'd be like a nervous wreck, but it'd be out. And if the mother wants to sleep for a little bit or something, I think it's, you know.
Yeah. Nobody's going to be working. In about in the year 2025, when we have cage-free
life
days, nobody
short.
Will be
six
working.
6 weeks out of the babies, you know, I just think for 6 weeks, life is short. What the heck, right? I mean, really think about it. It's not a big deal.
It goes
quick 6 weeks. Okay.
All right, we got 8 minutes. Do you want the last story or me?
Okay, boy, it went fast. So we're doing an hour, right? Every 2 weeks, is that how it is?
Yeah, an hour,
All right. Chipotle Mexican Grill is testing a craft beverage program at a Denver location with a menu featuring frozen margaritas. Here you go with your organic sangria, draft beer, iced tea, and craft sodas. The program is seen as a potential recovery path by some analysis.
Yeah,
they
need
something here. I mean,
they need something.
Yeah.
They're still not going to get me. I'm not going in place. I haven't been in one for years, and I'm not going in one.
Nope.
The way
did Ryan ever sell his stock, I wonder, on that?
I don't know. I hope he did. Oh, well.
Glad you do. Yeah.
They'll probably bounce back, and if you buy stock now, you'll probably become a multimillionaire, but I don't like the food.
Know.
It costs too much, and I think it's overrated, and anyway.
Yep. I don't know if they're going to bounce back. My gut is, I don't know. I don't think so. That's my gut, but.
Well, on that note, believe it or not, we've almost shot through an hour, and we're not going to be back for 2 weeks. We decided to do this bi-monthly. And we appreciate all your support for almost 5 years we've been doing this show.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have any topics, this is something I'm throwing in at the last minute. If you have any topics that you would like us to discuss in upcoming shows, you can email us or Facebook us, private message. Or, heck, you don't have to do it private. You can do it on our page.
Yeah.
But if there's anything you would like us to talk about. Any kind of stories that you find interesting that you want us to share, please send them our way, and we certainly will. The food news stories, I think they're enlightening, and it also keeps you up to date on what's going on in the food world, which we are both in the food world, and so is Brian. So on that note, we thank you for supporting us. I guess Brian will be back in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, we'll probably take 15 minutes to find out about Brian's
he needs his time. He'll need, we'll give him the floor for, as long as he needs, pretty much, don't you think? I mean, he's probably got so much to talk about, so.
No, I'm giving him 15 minutes, that's it. Because after 15 minutes, I'll be bored.
15 minutes of fame?
His 15 minutes of fame. Or can I just, can I come on this show after 15 minutes, the first 15 minutes are up? Maybe that's how we'll do it.
No, be nice.
Okay.
But I like the idea what you said. I like that. Yep. Let people just send you an email or if they have any, stories they want us to read, that'd be fun.
I think so.
I think
it's a brilliant, brilliant idea, don't you?
It's a brilliant idea.
Well, on that note, I'm trying to find a song to go sign off on here, and of course the system's decided to shut down. Laurie, is there anything you wanted to add while I'm trying to find a song?
No, I think we've pretty much, we had an old whole hour to talk. I think I'm done. I'm going to rest my voice and have a cup of tea and go to bed.
Yeah, we've been under the weather. We made it, though. I can't believe we actually were able to talk for a whole hour.
Yeah, it's just
a
little
cold.
It's nothing big, yeah. Okay.
All right, guys. I found a song here. I think I can get it to play. Join us again two Sundays from now, whatever date that is. What is that? Is that May 1st? I don't know. Let's see. April?
I think it is May 1st.
It is. May 1st. We'll see you in May. And if you got any, like I said, you got any stories, send us a message, and we'll put them into, and we'll even mention your name if you send us a story you want us to talk about.
Oh, there you go.
And there you go. And on that note, I'm going to play I'll Head North, You Head South, and we will see you in 2 weeks.
Cheers.
And you think I'm a jerk, cause I just ain't listening to the things that you say about your inner feelings and about your day. Why don't you give me a break and let a man unwind? Because you start to drive me out of my mind. I don't want no grief, don't want no mouth. Baby, I'll head north, baby, you head south.
And that's all, folks.